This recording, Michigan 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a towel and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying that much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Lawrence, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, about 200 miles north of Green Bay, by Dr. Strobe to my parents on June 2nd, 1972. Lived there until I was, 12 years old. Then I moved to Ishpeming, Michigan, where I lived there for the rest of the time until I graduated from high school. Shortly after that, joined the Army, went to basic training in Jackson, South Carolina, or Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Then from there, went to AIT in Fort Sam Houston to be a 91 Bravo. Well, was a 91 Bravo, I was a medic. From there, went to Korea. Was in Korea for a year, spent a good time there. Was real glad to get back because I was just like, culture shock even just coming back here. Then after that, went to Denver, stayed there for about 3 years. And while I was there, I decided to advance my medical training and went to LPN school. There I went back to Fort Sam for 6 weeks for phase one, then phase two, and ever since I went back to Denver. It was a Fitzsimmons Army Medical Center at the time, but they closed that due to one of the RAC realignments about 10 years ago. Then did that, got my LPN license, moved to Tacoma, Washington, Fort Lewis. Was there for about another 3 years. Started off in just a general med-surg ward, but I lucked out and the ICU needed a LPN in that area, so I got the opportunity to go there. So, boom, I went there. I was happy as hell. Got out the Army, came back here to Houghton, Michigan. I was going to school, met my wife online, opened up my wonderful coffee shop, and that's it.